107.7.
Yes, Tudu Kaisi, 107.7, the sound that sets you free. And with us, we have on the line, we have ma'am, I'll call her Joanne. I don't know how to pronounce it. Joanne Durant. She's from Goldilocks and the Bear Foundation. And also with us in studio, we have Dr. Rushan Ghafoor. She's a clinical manager of Drakenstein Sub-District Department of Health. Hello, ma'am, and welcome on Casey. That's Ms. Joanne Durant. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm always fine, ma'am. And with us also we have Dr. Ghafoor. Ghafoor, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good afternoon to you,
Abdul. Yes, so that's the two people that we're talking about. And ma'am, doctor, give us an intro about the Goldilocks and the Bear Foundation. Anything that you want to say?
So we've been very blessed and we're grateful that we could collaborate with Goldilocks and the Bear Foundation. And they are a non-governmental organization based in South Africa. And they focus on supporting children with mental health difficulties, particularly attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or better known as ADHD. So the services that they offer include screening and intervention, and they provide free ADHD and mental health screening assessments and interventions for children from underprivileged communities. And currently, the service is only available at the testing center based in Paro. However, they are willing to do free testings in group setups, example, at schools or any similar setup. So they are available, and if you as a school would like to make contact with Goldilocks and the Bear Foundation, they will also offer that service to you. Then they also focus on training and awareness, and the ADHD workshops which have been presented at TC Newman forms part of the training and workshops which they offer, and then support. So they connect families with healthcare professionals and other resources that are available.
Thanks again, Dr. Ghafoor. And Joanne, please tell us, what are the main goals of these workshops and outcomes you hope participants will gain from this ADHD workshops?
Well, our main goal is to equip parents with the knowledge and the tools, specifically to help them understand what ADHD really is, what it isn't, and how to support their children in practical, compassionate ways. We also hope to normalize the conversations around ADHD, especially in communities where there's still a lot of stigma or confusion. Considering also that knowledge is power, and we want to empower our participants with the knowledge they need to support their children on the journey of reaching their full potential.
And tell us more about the two workshops that already took place, and when is the next one?
So we've had the privilege of running the two parent workshops at TC Newman so far, free of charge for the parents. And that's just for this year. And both were incredibly well received. Parents showed up with real questions, concerns, and stories, and they left feeling more confident and supported. We focused on recognizing the early signs, understanding the behavior, and sharing tips that parents can apply at home. We have a third workshop planned. I believe it's the 29th of July. And we're excited to keep this momentum going and potentially getting even more involved in the area.
And does these workshops cover both the child and also the adult ADH, and is it focused on a specific age group?
So these workshops are actually specifically focused on children with ADHD, because early recognition and support can make a profound difference in a child's development and mental well-being. That said, we also discuss ADHD more broadly, including how it can present differently in boys and girls. So it's not uncommon for parents to have moments of self-reflection during the session, recognizing traits in themselves for the first time. In fact, some of them even asked us about the diagnosis process for adults after identifying with many of the symptoms we cover.
And what kind of practical tools or strategies do you share to help manage ADHD symptoms at home or in the school settings?
So we share things like how to set routines, positive reinforcement techniques, managing tasks and hyperactivity, and building structure into daily life. And for the teacher side, which is a different workshop that we offer strategies on how to adapt classroom environment, alternatives to fidgeting, and understanding ADHD behavior, not as a weakness, but as a strength if managed properly. Everything is practical and easily implemented, but most importantly, it is context sensitive. So if you go on the internet, you will find various tools that you can use, but it costs an arm and a leg. But realistically, you can manage ADHD at home and in class without spending a cent by understanding the diagnosis and adapting to the child's specific needs.
And you said, we mentioned something about resources. Are there resources available or follow-up support available for the attendance?
Yes, absolutely. We leave the parents with printed guides and contact information in case they need further screening or intervention. And for the schools that we service, we offer ongoing teacher support on request, especially for the non-fee paying schools. It's free of charge. And we're also very active on social media, regularly posting tips and tricks and advertising of further workshops and congresses for any further information.
And how does these workshops address common misconceptions or stigma around ADHD, especially in local communities like where we stay?
Well, stigma, you can have me talking for hours on stigma alone. But one of our core aims is to debunk myths. So, for example, ADHD is caused by bad parenting or too much sugar. A lot of people say that that is not the case. And we talk openly about how this is not the case, as well as how it is a neurodevelopmental condition and not a disciplinary issue. And we highlight how, with the right support, children with ADHD can thrive. So by sharing real stories and using language that resonates, we help parents and communities shift their perspective. I myself have a diagnosis of ADHD, which I only received in my 20s. So bringing in that lived experience of a person with ADHD to these workshops really helped parents view the diagnosis differently.
And is the workshop open for parents, educators, or healthcare providers, or is it designed only for individuals with ADHD?
While this particular workshop is designed specifically for the parents of children with ADHD, we do offer other types of workshops as well. Although it is open, any healthcare professional or educators are more than welcome to join, but we do offer specific workshops for them. So, for example, we provide teacher trainings at the schools themselves, and we can even design a custom workshop for healthcare workers or even corporates who want to learn more, especially if it's part of a diversity, equity, and inclusion initiative.
So how was the attendance at the two past workshops that took place at the T.C. Newman Clinic?
Was very well received, and there was a few parents. It was actually the very first one was the biggest one that we've had in a while at a clinic or a facility setting. Usually our biggest turnout is at the school, so we were pleasantly surprised about that, which is why we are very excited to continue this relationship.
And also, doctor, what do we have to look out for to see whether my child have ADHD?
So if you are concerned that your child does have ADHD, I would suggest that you attend the workshop. As Joanne said, it is aimed at parents, but as healthcare providers and educators, we found that a lot of them also attended and learned a lot out of the workshop. At this workshop, also, the screening SNAP score charts that we use to actually answer a few questions on your child's behavior, which the parent will fill in one and the teacher will fill another, and guide you on whether you think your child does have ADHD or not. That will be made available at the workshop. Alternatively, you can also find it easily on the internet. So if you do suspect that your child, or you're concerned that your child might have ADHD, I urge you to please attend the workshop, which is the 29th of July at TC Newman in their boardroom between 10 and 12 o'clock. And if you are unable to attend, but you still want to gain access to our system and have your child screened, you can either access it at your local clinic, the SNAP score chart, or you can download it off the internet, have the teacher fill in one, you as the parent fill another, and come to your local clinic with those completed SNAP score charts as well as the child's latest school report, and then we will do the necessary referrals, whether it be to Paul Hospital or not.
Is it important that not only the parents but also the family members also be educated about ADHD?
Yes, definitely, because if the parents and the family members are educated, they will know how to manage and handle such a child, and often there is also a genetic component to ADHD. So we find that parents attend the ADHD workshop and then they realize they themselves have ADHD but was always undiagnosed. So people often ask the question, has there been an increase in ADHD numbers? And I think more that there wasn't an awareness around ADHD, and it wasn't diagnosed and it wasn't treated. And that comes to my next point, where I want to mention that ADHD can become a very costly chronic disorder with significant impact on a person's quality of life and education and employment and even relationships if it's left untreated. So it is a condition that can be treated. It's not curable, but if you can treat someone and maximize their potential, why not? There's enough evidence also that untreated ADHD can lead to increased healthcare costs, other mental health or psychiatric conditions, substance abuse, and potential contacts with the criminal justice system. I urge you, if you have any concerns, make contact with your local clinic. Otherwise, even better, please attend the next workshop on the 29th of July. And if you are with a school or a group-based type of facility and you want to reach out, we will leave Goldilocks and the Bears Foundation's contact details with Avril as well. But I'll mention it also, they do have a website, and then they have an email address which you can contact them directly at. It's info@gb4adhd.co.za, and then the telephone number is 082-534-8074.
Anything from you, Joanne, for closing?
Yes, well, I essentially just want to reiterate, we're basically here to walk alongside families and communities, and we want to help, understand, support, and advocate for the children with ADHD. And essentially, the goal is to make sure no child is left behind because of undiagnosed or unsupported mental health challenge. So thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about the work that we are doing, and I'm hoping that we can help even more in the future.
Thanks again from our side to Joanne for what you're doing from the Bear, for the Goldilocks and Bear Foundation, and also you, doctor, that came in to give us more info about these workshops and what and how we can get involved, even as a family member, or if for information also, just for our information also, but what it is and how we can look at it. And the very important thing that I also mentioned, maybe we have it, and we don't know. We can just go to the, as you also said, the schools and the clinic, and also the hospital. Thanks again, Joanne, and also Dr. Kafur, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you, Avril.
Thank you so much. You too. Okay.